This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Muhlenberg County farmer says he's proud to be the fifth generation on their family farm. Brent Gatton says his part of the farm involves a row crop operation.
We have about a 50-50 rotation of corn and soy. I do the farm part. Also on our farm, we have a country ham business called Father's Country Hams. My dad does the ham business, and I do all the farming. So my great-granddad started the ham business back in, I guess, commercially back in the 50s, where we cure ham, bacon, and sausage.
Gatton says their family farm dates back to the 19th century.
Our farm dates back to the late 1800s. I am a fifth generation farmer. So it's a lot of neat history. You know, back whenever it got started, you know, really we were more into the old Hereford business than anything.
He adds they transitioned to row crops due to profitability.
Most of our ground was in pasture. We had a lot of commercial and registered stock that they used to sell. I could barely remember this as a kid. We just kind of transitioned away from that and it was on ground that was to be row crop. And that was really a little more profitable for us in our area than what the cattle industry was. So we quit cutting silage probably back in the early 2000s.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Put a little spring in your step. There's no better place than the Bluegrass State. And Kentucky's 45 state parks offer wide open spaces to play and stay, including private cottages and lakeside campgrounds. Plus, you can tee up at 13 nationally recognized golf courses nestled in beautiful surroundings. Plan your getaway today at www.parks.ky.gov. That's www.parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Muhlenberg County farmer Brent Gatton says their farm has a unique heritage with his grandfather.
Back in the day, it was actually three brothers that used to farm together, and so now they've all passed away, and my granddad was the one that stayed there on the farm.
He adds it's a privilege to carry on the farming tradition.
Honored to be able to work the same land that my great-grandparents worked, you know, so it's just... Actually, right now, as we're doing this interview, I'm sitting here in a tractor right now out in the middle of the field.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter. List a podcast at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.